Ready when you are.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Tim Wiebusch, the Chief Officer Operations at the SES, and I'm joined this afternoon by Andrew Tupper, the State Manager for the Bureau of Meteorology. We're both wearing orange today out of respect and also to say thank you to SES volunteers right across Australia for the fantastic work that they do each and every day of the week. And what a wow of a day it's been, particularly for our SES volunteers down Geelong way today. We've seen a line of damaging winds that has resulted in some significant damage to the suburbs around Warn Ponds and also Mount Denis. So far we've received 177 requests for assistance, and of those we can now confirm that 4 homes are uninhabitable and there are a further 40 to 60 homes that have had significant damage as a result of these damaging winds. We've brought crews in from right across parts of Victoria, from as far away as Gisborne and Castlemaine, Bendigo and Benalla, and crews out of Melbourne as well to help local crews in responding to those roof damage jobs, requiring some of our specialist volunteer crews. We've also received terrific support from the MFB with their drones, which has helped identify further properties that have been damaged in this storm event that homeowners weren't even aware of. We've also set up a community information point in Ironbark Street, Warn Ponds, where members of the community can get information about the emergency that's unfolding in Geelong. And throughout the afternoon, SES crews are going to continue to respond to those events, with over 100 roofs still to be repaired in a temporary form until such time as their insurance companies or the like can get to them. Today's just another terrific example of the work that SES volunteers do each and every day of the year. In fact, this last year we've seen 32,000 requests for assistance right across the state, and that's the second busiest year on record for SES here in Victoria. So today I say a particular vote of thanks to our volunteers in SES on Wear Orange Wednesday. I'll now pass over to Andrew Tupper to talk about the weather phenomenon that we saw early hours of this morning, and also to tell you what's to come.
Thanks, Tim. Andrew Tupper, I'm the State Manager for Victoria for the Bureau of Meteorology. I'd like to thank Tim for the invitation to wear orange in support of our SES volunteers. The Bureau is proud to show our support for the SES and for emergency services in Victoria and right across the country. One of the things that we know already, and last night has underlined, is that severe weather happens all year round. It's not just at one time of the year, and we have to always be on our guard. And right through the year, there are men and women who respond at all hours and in all kinds of weather conditions to help the community deal with that. So what happened yesterday and last night was a strong cold front moved across Victoria, and as it moved across, a line of thunderstorms developed with it. Some of those thunderstorms became severe thunderstorms, not all of them, but as they moved across, the severe thunderstorms bubbled up and we had warnings issued for that. We had some severe winds observed around the traps. So for example, Ballarat got a 98 kilometre per hour gust. We're still determining the kinds of winds that occurred in the Geelong area. As the cold front moved through, there were also severe winds in the Alpine region. So for example, Falls Creek had 135 kilometres an hour at around 8 o'clock this morning. With those storms, there was obviously a very impressive lightning show and a lot of wind. And it's the wind that's caused the issue last night. So as the storm front approached Geelong, it started to intensify, and around about 1:15, we had some severe storms develop, and that has caused the damage that Tim has talked about. So the damage was caused by wind coming down from the storms. We're not sure at this stage exactly what the mechanism for that is. With severe storms, you can get tornadoes. You can also get what are known as downbursts or microbursts. So right now we've got a team of 3 severe weather specialists from the Bureau on site having a look at the damage patterns together with SES and the MFB and evaluating what it was exactly that has caused that damage. Now the storm front has moved on. We are expecting another cold front to come across Victoria tonight. So there will be more rain with that cold front. We're not expecting more thunderstorms with it, and we're not expecting more severe storms. So it's certainly keep a weather eye out, particularly for those houses that have already been impacted by the storms. We're not expecting more severe damage from it. We're going to continue to watch this weather as we move towards winter. For example, for East Gippsland, we're going to be watching the potential impacts of a low pressure system that's expected to form off the New South Wales Victorian coast late in the week. So keep a weather watch out. The weather will keep going during winter, as always. It's unfortunate that those severe storms have come over the Geelong area last night. We'll keep an eye out for what might come in the future. Thanks very much. Perhaps we might take questions together.
Andrew, I've been asked to ask a couple of questions. Firstly, there was a lot of damage on one particular road, and why, how can it be that damage is just so confined?
So the question is about why the damage has been in such a straight line along a particular road. And that's certainly true of the damage reports that we've seen the SES have been showing us. The storms that can create that, that can be created by a tornado, where you have a tornado induced by the severe thunderstorm, it moves in a straight line, or it can wobble around, it can touch down and lift off the ground. It can also be caused by something called a downburst, where you have a really strong sort of band of winds come down and kind of hit the ground as the storm moves past, and it dissipates on the ground in a straight line. So that's why we've got severe weather specialists having a look at those damage patterns.
So what would those severe weather specialists be getting?
So when we look at the impacts of severe storms, we're looking for what kind of materials have been lifted up or broken. Tree damage is always really revealing, because the condition of trees when they snap is important, but the width of their trunks and the patterns that the damage occurs in. So a tornado, for example, characteristically causes damage in all directions because it's obviously twisting around, whereas the downburst type that I talked about tends to cause the damage in a straight line, so everything tends to be blown the same way. So our crew will be looking at that. The Bureau of Meteorology will be looking at the radar data from last night, as well as, of course, the surface observations, the community reports, and the expert insights from the SES teams who are down there.
And how unusual is something like this?
Severe storms occur all year around. They are most frequent in the November to December period. Victoria doesn't get as many severe storms as, for example, New South Wales or Queensland. But the reality is that severe thunderstorms happen all over Australia all year round. And for some areas of Australia, and particularly for the Perth area, winter is a noted season for these kind of severe thunderstorms hitting and causing great deal of damage.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Be flat out with the Wow Day socials anyway.